Yeah, for sure. You know, it's a good day starting out. You know, I know the offensive line was raring to go, really ready to get out there and get something going, you know, because practicing against each other, you know, gets a bit monotonous. But, you know, at the same time, we had a pretty simple game plan. Yeah, we went out and I feel like we executed it pretty well. You know, we had gave LeGarrette, gave Doug, gave a number of guys an opportunity to get the ball, get their touches, make some plays. You know, Mike Williams had a catch, was in the game plan. You know, Vincent, it's tough, man. The coverages weren't going his way tonight, but, you know, he's excited, you know. As a one offense, getting one drive, you know, we went out and scored a touchdown, accomplished our goal. And, you know, we talk about going in and running the ball in the red zone. You know, that's something that Coach Yano talks about a lot. And he says, you know, great teams run the ball in the end zone, and that's what we're going to do. And, you know, it's great to get out there, face a fourth and one, and then go for it and let the offensive line set the tone, you know, run behind them. Trying to think, we went right side on that one, I think. Yeah, you know, it was, but no, it was a great team effort. I mean, by the ones, and then a lot of the young guys coming out. I thought the young guys, whether it was Dan and Taekwon hooking up, you know, Ratliff going out there making some plays. I thought all around we had great effort, and I mean, guys knew what they were doing. So I'm definitely looking forward to continuing going back tomorrow, evaluating the film, and I'm moving forward.
Coach always talks about the little things add up to great things. What did you see out there maybe that was little that's going to benefit this team this time?
You know, just, I mean, everybody was on their game. You know, he talks about preparing through the game. And while the ones are out there, everyone else locked into the game. While the twos are out there, everybody locked into the game. Threes. And, I mean, you really saw everybody focusing on their position and knowing what was going on in the game the entire time. And I think that's a piece, you know, that's part of what it's going to take.
Josh, how much in control did you feel of this offense? And I know the brief time, but you guys converted an awful lot of third down. You made some big throws when you needed them. And you just seem relaxed out there, I guess.
No, we feel good with the offense. You know, the coaches do a great job of preparing us, you know, coming from day one, learning the offense. I think Coach Sullivan did a great job of teaching it, laying it out, and giving us the concepts, the tools to understand it, and then working with Ron Turner every day. You know, I felt great about the offense. I know everybody going into this game felt extremely prepared and ready to go.
How much does it fire up the offense, knowing that you get inside the 10, it's going to be an attitude thing, and we're going to run the ball down your throat? And I mean, is that something that just kind of is a boost to the team, you know, to see success, obviously, in that backside?
Yeah, you know, it definitely is a mentality thing. You know, you talk about getting the ball down there and saying, you know, forget you, we're just going to run it in. You know, and that's what we were able to do tonight. And you know, when you got guys like Carl, you know, I mean, the Zutas, the Davins, and you got a back like Garrett, you know, it's going to be tough to stop.
How organized, Josh, did you think the new coaching staff did in getting the right people in and out, and how organized did everything look out there?
No, I had a great plan, you know, went out and executed. You know, it's just as much on the players being locked into the game, understanding the different situations, different personnel groups that could be on deck. And, I thought all around everybody did a great job.
Couple more, please. Did you wonder how this would look? I mean, you're practicing so much against each other, and obviously it was time to play somebody. But, there were mistakes, obviously, but it looked pretty complete. You know?
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing about how you feel during the game time, it's never as bad or as good. You know, we got to go back and sit back and take the analytical approach. And I watch the film, you know, point blank. You know, it can look great out there in the field and live speed, but you go back and watch it on film, you're like, oh, what were you doing? But, I thought overall everybody had a good week of practice. You know, we didn't spend a whole lot of time preparing. They got a new D coordinator, but had a good idea of what we were going to go up against, and had a couple audibles, a couple things happen, and, I mean, everybody's on the same page, and, you know, that's what you're looking for in the preseason. Got everybody out there, and, it was definitely good.
You got to watch Doug Martin from the sidelines on his drive that took it into the end zone. What did you see from him?
No, I mean, Doug's Doug. You know, he's an explosive back. You know, there was one play where he got hit and somehow stayed on his feet, you know, and, I mean, that's what you look for in running back, first-round guy, and, I mean, Doug's a tremendous talent.
Thanks, Josh.
Hey.
Thanks, Josh. Enjoy.